Welcome back to the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. I'm your ever-curious host, Haja Mo, bringing you today's insights from the heart of New York City, where the digital and physical realms blend as seamlessly as the crowds at Grand Central during rush hour. Just this morning, as I navigated through the vibrant throngs of Murray Hill, coffee in hand and the chill of an early New York spring nipping at my heels, I found myself reflecting on the future, a topic that's both exhilarating and daunting, much like the city itself. Today, we're embarking on a journey into the, looking ahead, the future landscape of digital forensics. It's a realm filled with emerging trends, nascent technologies, and the constant evolution of cybercrimes akin to the ever-changing skyline of Manhattan, where the old and the new stand shoulder to shoulder. In the world of digital forensics, the horizon is always moving. Just as the New York Public Library has evolved from a bastion of books to a digital hub, so too is digital forensics morphing, driven by the rapid pace of technological advancement. The field is on the cusp of integrating cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, tools that could revolutionize how we gather and analyze digital evidence. Imagine walking through Times Square, the digital billboards not just flashing ads, but also processing real-time data, predicting trends, and even identifying potential cyber threats through pattern recognition. This is not the stuff of science fiction, but the very real potential future of digital forensics. AI and machine learning can sift through mountains of data at speeds and with an efficiency that dwarfs human capability, identifying anomalies that would be the digital fingerprints of cybercrime. Yet as these technologies march forward, so too do the techniques of those operating in the shadows of cyberspace. The future landscape of cybercrime is one of increased complexity and sophistication. We're not just talking about lone hackers in dimly lit rooms, but highly organized networks employing advanced tools like AI for their illicit purposes. It's a game of digital cat and mouse, where both sides have access to the same technological advancements. This impending reality brings us to another critical juncture, the ethical considerations of digital forensic practice. As the lines between surveillance and privacy blur, navigating this delicate balance will be akin to walking the tightrope at Rockefeller Center's High Wire Act. The challenge lies in leveraging these powerful tools to combat cybercrime without infringing on individual privacy rights. Training and education will be pivotal. Just as New York constantly reinvents itself, staying vibrant and relevant, so must digital forensic professionals. There's a need for continuous learning, adapting not just to new tools, but also to the shifting landscape of laws, regulations, and ethical considerations that govern the digital domain. Community and collaboration will also be keystones in the future of digital forensics. Think of it as the digital equivalent of New York's diverse boroughs coming together, each bringing its unique perspective and skills to the table. From law enforcement to private sector cybersecurity experts, the sharing of knowledge and resources will be crucial in staying one step ahead of cybercriminals. As we gaze into this crystal ball, pondering the future of digital forensics, it's clear that the journey ahead is both daunting and filled with opportunity. Like navigating the bustling streets of New York, it requires vigilance, adaptability, and an unwavering commitment to safeguarding the digital world. May the universe bless and guide you on your cybersecurity journey. I'm Haja Mo, and this has been the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. As we continue to explore this digital landscape together, remember to keep your curiosity alight, your knowledge sharp, and your ethics unyielding. Until next time, my friends, stay secure and stay ahead of the curve.